Hey man, saints of God, God bless you. Coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministries, thankful and appreciative of each and every last one of you. We will be continuing on this series called Covered, and we'll be here a few weeks, as long as the Holy Spirit said. But I'm excited about tonight's word, excited about the things that God is doing in your lives. The kingdom is always in motion, but yet always still resting. He's always still moving and gaining territory, but yet still from a place of resting. Praise God. And we thank God for his dunamis and majestic glory and dunamis power. For he is a God of all things. He is the God of the living, and he is not the God of the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God, and dead works and dead duty, so to speak. And I say dead duty, meaning doing things out of not really from the heart or the spirit, but out of flesh to somehow appease ourselves. Or, hallelujah. I thank God that he has done away with those things, and we can do things and we give sacrifices and we give from the heart, which are some more receiving than things out of obligation. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, Jesus was not obligated to come here because we were in the mess. But yet still, out of the love that he has for us, he came and became the ultimate sacrifice that we could be received by God. There is nothing more beautiful than the cross. As ugly as it was beauty all in it, because it was from a heart standpoint. And being planted and being the sacrifice results in us standing here today, gathering together to proclaim the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is beauty in all things if you can get past your perception of things. Praise God. But anyway, we're going to get into, I don't want to preach before we get time to preach, but we're going to get into some things tonight. Thank you, God. We're going to get into some things tonight. I am excited about this word. And this is a passage that we're going to come from in the second installment of the series called Covered. And this is a passage that we are very familiar with. Praise God. Even unsaved, uncommitted, unsaved individuals are familiar with this passage. I know whether I was when I was unsaved, but I grew up in a household with a prophetess for a mother, so that makes a difference. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, we're going to get into this word tonight. That we have, I'm pretty sure you've heard before, hallelujah, but there's if you've been on the line of any length of time, you know, Brother Marcus, loves to dissect or walk down, if you will, passages of scripture. One reason I do this is because I'm not the smartest man in the world, and I don't think that quick, and some people can give you four or five scriptures and expound on them. Brother Marcus is not that gifted. So I like to, in my limitations, God is still good, and we'll walk down this scripture tonight in the second installment of Covered. Praise God. And y'all turn with me to Psalm 91. One of the things about God is, and we talked about a little bit of last week, we came from Ephesians, and how above all, he gives us the shield of faith. And if you know a shield, naturally so, it's designed to cover you from what's coming at you. Hallelujah. But as we all know, because of the fall, God had covered us so much that we walked away from our covering. then we become uncovered when we oftentimes do things that we think is not just best for us, but things that we determine. Fear is one of the biggest things that have derailed me. Sin, one, yes. Fear, but sin is a lack of belief. A lack of belief. It wasn't that Eve didn't know the eating from this certain tree. She had already gotten her marching orders. But she had a conversation, but what you talked about with the snake, that caused her to be uncovered. And God had placed them in a beautiful place, luxurious place, prepared place, everything they need, everything they had. So much so man was, God saw him, it wasn't good for him to be alone, gave him a woman out of himself, from himself. So everything that he desired, wanted, or whatever, it was provided. But there's boundaries in provision often. There's boundaries. And anything out of the character of God, we're going to get in trouble. And we talked about last week how the character of God is exhibited in the Word of God. You'll see characteristics in His character. And if the seed is in you, you'll start producing that same thing. But there's boundaries. There's boundaries. Praise God. There's freedom, but there's also boundaries. Hallelujah. Quite naturally, I'm free to go out here and sit in the street and just sit there. But I'm also free to, I would have a healthy expectation of getting hit by a car if I play in the street all day. I'm free to get hit by that car too. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we oftentimes, freedom is a license to do what we want to do. But there's consequences to doing things what and how we want to do them. Praise God. I should have a healthy, I am free to go out here and, that's for lack of example, smoke crack cocaine. I should have a healthy, I shouldn't get mad when I get addicted and life starts crumbling. And ultimately, if there's not an intervention, if I don't allow God to intervene or change, I'm going to die. That's the expectation. That's healthy expectation. But when we have this desire to do what we want to do without the counsel of God, the character of God, there are going to be consequences. Praise God. Our salvation might be restored, but there's still damage in our lives. Hallelujah. And God can restore that too. But the title tonight, we're going to get into some things. So the title tonight is in the second installment of covering. And if I had a subtitle for it, it would be called He Shall Cover. He Shall Cover. Now, everything that we are experiencing now, the things that we, is nothing new. The enemy is not a creator. He tries to pervert what God has created. That's what he does. Case in point, you see psychics and nothing more than gifted individuals who have not been transformed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. He perverts everything. Sex is designed to be a blessing in a married couple, for a married couple, designed to be a blessing. When it's outside of the confines, once again, you're free to do whatever. But there are boundaries, consequences. Hallelujah. Praise God. There comes warnings and things of that nature. God does warn. Constantly warn the children of Israel about trying to put boundaries, because something special is always confined. It's hidden. Praise God. Because the hidden, the speciality of it, it needs to be protected. Children are special. They need to be protected. Adults are special. Especially kids, because they don't understand. You're just using them as examples. You should protect one another. Hallelujah. You don't take your, a lot of the old timers would take their money. I know my grandma and grandfather, and they would hide their money in different spots and whatnot, because it was valuable. It was to them. Anything valuable is protected in some form, way, or another. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is one of the things that the church is having a problem with, as I see it now, is that we're uncovered. A lot of it. I ain't saying the whole church. I'm just saying, because when you allow things beyond the borders and the boundaries that God allows, you become uncovered. Doesn't mean God is not yet with you. Doesn't mean God can't restore you. But there's a lot of things that go on because it's not God's fault. It's because we have become uncovered. Hallelujah. Praise God. We should protect the innocence of our children with a fierce sword. We should protect our brethren with a fierce mentality. But we have, this is how we have allowed things to come in. We're quick to try to kill. And it's because we're uncovered and unhealed. Praise God. And we create even more uncertainty and damage in our lives when we get from out of the covering of God. It just always cracks me up when people blame God. It just cracks me up. Because God is always, if you know his word, he's always looking to cover. He's always looking to heal. Now, he will allow some things to happen oftentimes as well, but there's a purpose behind it. Like Jesus was whooped. For his stripes, we were healed. Jesus took, is the propitiation. He took things for us to be healed. And oftentimes, there are things that we take on that hurt us, but it is only for others to be healed. And even the things that you have encountered in your life that God has delivered you from is used that others might be healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to get into this. Psalms 91, thank you, God. I'm not going to hold you too long. Brother Marcus is long-winded at times. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. And it's he shall, but it's abiding in the care of God. Abiding in the care, because God is everything. God is everything. And we focus on, and I'm not saying all of us, Brother Mark at that time, we focus on the hand of God. But when you get close enough, and you begin to seek God with all your heart, you begin to receive the heart of God and hear, know the heart of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you won't know love unless you know the heart of God, which is His word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalms 91, thank you, God. We're going to get into this today. Praise God. Many of us have read this passage 1,000 times. Praise God and know about it, but we're going to walk a few of these down tonight. I'm not going to hold you. We might have to continue this one next week, depending on what the Lord says. Hallelujah. Praise God. Abiding in God's care. He that dwelleth, Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Secret is not so much seen. The secret place. This can be preached on by itself for at least a month straight. The secret place. Hallelujah. The secret place of God and the secret places of you are places that are always designed for a specific individual. And I'm not saying everybody can't come to God. I'm not, that's not where I'm going. But as far as human to God, everybody should not be in your bedroom. Everybody should not be privy. Everybody should not be privy to the secret things in your life. The secret place. The places we don't readily talk about. The places that we have that are designed only for God and only for a specific person or people, rather. And he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, the secret place. Now, this is praise God, and I used some examples about the secret place in your life. Praise God. God says there's a secret place. And oftentimes, this is the place where nobody's around. This is your prayer life where nobody is looking. What are you doing when no one's looking? That's the secret place. Those are the places that aren't readily seen. The secret places of the Most High. Hallelujah. So he says those who dwell there. And many of us have been there, but do we dwell there? The consistency. Hallelujah. The consistency of an endurance to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. Abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Now, if I'm close enough, if I'm in a shadow, that means I'm close enough to what's projecting that shadow. And dwelling there, meaning he has me covered. But when we get in our pride and we get in our the position of our pride, and we get into these places we oftentimes like to thank for God. These things, we address this many a times, and it's a serious problem that we have. We become uncovered. Because God's presence, if I'm close enough in the shadow, that means I'm in His presence. He's got me covered. Hallelujah. And this is necessary because you're going to face battles you did not even ask for. Some things are by our own volition. And some things is just because you're abiding with him. Because as Jesus put it, the world hates him because he's against, I'm paraphrasing, because he's against the world. And a lot of times the world is just going to hate you because of who you're with. So who you're with is very, very important. He said the secret place. And in the secret place, this is where secrets are exchanged. That's the most intimate place with God and with people. It's in secret place. Secrets are exchanged. That brings intimacy. That brings togetherness. That brings connection. Hallelujah. And although we minister to everybody, hallelujah, we have to remain loyal to the Almighty. Hallelujah. Jesus was the seed, and he ministered seed. And he had a close connection to his disciples. But even they could stop him from his loyalty to God. Because his loyalty to God meant their deliverance. The Bible says Jesus was the Word. The Word made flesh. His loyalty to the Word meant their deliverance. Hallelujah. Even when Jesus called Peter Satan. And he called him Satan because he was trying to stop progress. Hallelujah. He knew he wasn't Satan. But that was a characteristic of Satan. And he, in his quote-unquote goodness, was trying to stop Jesus from going to the cross. And said he would fight for him not to go. But he was fighting his own deliverance. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now watch this. He didn't say over. He said under. And this writer of Psalms was all of it, all the word of God, I believe, is from God. People talk about errors and stuff. Even if there were errors by man, God knows how to get his truth across. It's still the truth anyway. Hallelujah. He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, can I tell you, there is not a better place to be, period, in life, is abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. But that secret place has to be inhabited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Now, he gives credit where credit and glory is due. Because there's a debate. Many say it's David. Some people say it's a different psalmist. Either way, it doesn't matter. He gives credit to God being his dwelling place. And this comes from word and indeed. Because it's easy to say, God, I trust you. But then there comes a situation and, well, God, I trust you to a point. Hallelujah. You ever been there? God, I trust you. And God trusts you with trouble and asks you to do, well, God, you know, anything but that. Characteristic of somebody not dwelling in the secret place. Because once you dwell consistently in the secret place of God, you will forever, your actions, your life, everything, that doesn't mean you won't have problems, will attest to that dwelling place, will attest to him being the Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when we have doubt, it means, God, I trust you with this. And everybody has doubt. I'm not trying to, but we're going to walk this down. I trust you with this, God, but I don't know about that. This is a little too big. Get in the secret place, because that's where the most damage to the kingdom of darkness is done, is in the secret place. Hallelujah. Praise God. And not just Titus, I believe, said praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus. It's the secret place. It just doesn't build you up. It stretches you out. Hallelujah. Praise God. The secret place eliminates doubt. It eliminates doubt. Hallelujah. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and he is my fortress. Hallelujah. My God, in him will I trust. Not in Joe Biden. Not in Donald Trump. Hallelujah. Not in legislation's ability to bring these gas prices down. Because they're not my God. I respect them as leaders. But they're not my God. But my fortress and my refuge, my covering. It's not in man. It is in God. Now, we have fathers of the faith and leaders and whatnot, but they should be teaching you to trust God. They should be teaching you and building you up in the faith, teaching you the word of God. Oh, this just gets too good. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Watch this. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noisome of pestilence. This is just too good. This is one of those passages that you could just preach from forever. First, the fowler. The fowler is a bird that traps other birds. His whole life is about trapping. His mentality, his or her mentality, they're about trapping, snaring. Looking for individuals to fall, or looking for birds to fall, and spiritually so, always looking and endorsing somebody else's fall, talking about somebody else's fall. The trap setters. Unfortunately, we have them in the church. It's a staple in the DNA of the devil, so to speak. Always trying to snare, trap. But in the DNA of God and his people, it is always to loose and is to heal. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you will take on the DNA and you will take on the spirit of that which is covering you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some people just want to be close to trap you. It's the truth, saints of God. I'm not here to condemn anybody, but it's the truth. Some people just want to be close enough to trap you. And this is where abiding in the secret place. Because God is going to show you the trap and the trapper before you even get there. I'm a living witness. This is what covering does. Covering is communicative. Covering is connection. Covering is, and there, and when you are covered by God, he will let you know exactly what's what. Why? Because I'm close enough to hear. Walking with him to hear. Hallelujah. In the noisome pestilence. Ugh. Jesus. The noisome. From the noisome pestilence. The wrong noise or noise will consume you. Now I say wrong noise, but a pestilence. It will drive you insane. Hallelujah. And pestilence, praise God. The clinical term is a fatal epidemic disease, bubonic plague, praise God. It's a overwhelming and deadly, and it affects an entire, whatever's near it, it affects it in a negative way. So this is why I can see why the writer or the Holy Spirit put the trapper and the trapper, the trapped, next to the noisome pestilence, the word of the enemy. Because pestilence is a negative thing, and it carries quickly. Hallelujah. But he said, but God said, I shall deliver you from these things. Hallelujah. I shall deliver you. That the noisome pestilence and the trapper and the trapped, they only cover you to consume you. To kill you. Hallelujah. This is why he said, little leaven leavens the whole lump. Praise God. This is why God, when children of Israel went into the promised land and they came back with negative reports, praise God, God condemned them. Because negativity and a negative spirit will kill progress, I know for a fact. I try to stay as far away. And I'm not talking about healthy correction, because I thank God for the men and women of God in my life that correct me. I love correction. But I'm talking about the things that kill potential. That's the enemy's core. He loves spiritual abortions, period. Killing potential. And a word from somebody that is out of the covering of God, it will be a pestilence to you. Hallelujah. Watch this, and I'm not going to hold you too much longer, saints of God. He said, he shall deliver. Now, verse 4, he's saying, he shall come thee with feathers. And under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and our buckler. Oh, hallelujah. We have gotten into this society. In society, we have gotten to this thing of, this is my truth. We love this. This is my truth. But I promise you, your truth is no defense to the enemy. In fact, hallelujah, your truth, and if you're covered by your truth, you are trapped already. Hallelujah. You, by your truth, you are trapped already. Already got the snare already has you. But by the power of God, he can't keep you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to thank God that the snare, the fowler, could not keep us. because of his truth. Hallelujah. Let's read that again. Thank you, God. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shall thou trust his truth, and shall be thy shield and buckler. Oh. Hallelujah. This is deep, thank you, God. This word is deep. That the wings, hallelujah, that when they stretched out, shall cover you. And can I take it a little further, thank you, God? When Jesus was on the cross and he was stretched out horizontally and vertically, he had the appease up top that he could cover on bottom. Hallelujah. He had to make restitution for our resistance to God. And that in nothing he had even to do with, he covered. And he stretched himself. Hallelujah. And you know what he stretched out with? It wasn't just love, but it was the truth. He is the truth. Hallelujah. And he shall cover thee with feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust his truth, and shall be thy shield and buckler. Now, this is an important piece of this text tonight. Is that under him, to stay under him, you have to trust him and trust his truth. Because you know what? Your truth will have you uncovered. Because many people will tell you there's many ways to God and all this kind of stuff. And that is the design of the enemy, to keep us uncovered. Because God can only collect and receive that which he has covered. Hallelujah. But when you see Jesus say, as he talked about when they'll come on the judgment day, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. These are individuals who are gifted, because he talked about, some did not prophesy in your name, did not do this. They were gifted, but they weren't covered. Hallelujah. Being covered is directly connected to being to truth. When Eve received the lie, they tried to cover themselves. When Eve had the conversation with the snake, first thing they did, they got out of position. God had to ask them where they were. Their response, hallelujah, when God said, Adam, where art thou? He was hiding and covering himself. Hallelujah. Because he had God uncovered. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to stop right there, thank you, God. Oh, this is just, we might continue this passage next week or go on to the next installment. But can I tell you, he shall deliver. He is in the covering business. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of y'all. Once again, I'm Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministries. Praise God. We are abiding in the secret place. And someone can only get to the secret places if you give it, you yield it to them. Praise God. And we yield our secret place, our lives, our everything unto you, God, tonight, that you might inhabit it. Hallelujah. You might be Lord and you might King and priest of our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Praise God. Because in the times of press and stress, praise God, oftentimes we are stressful because we don't understand. And naturally so, when we don't see things coming a certain way or blah, 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 or whatever it is, we get stressed. Hallelujah. But the chief thing you need to understand is him. that there is no resistance to the covered. Hallelujah. There is nothing that can stop God's people covered, counseled, concealed by him. This is why the Apostle Paul said, I'm hidden with Christ. Hallelujah. He is my shield and he is my buckler. I'm hidden in Christ. Hallelujah. But when I try to get before God, I become uncovered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for y'all tonight. This is just too good. We can go on and on about this tonight, but we're going to stop right there. Hallelujah. We're going to change the order of service. We thank God for the powerful prayer warriors, the men and women of God on the line who labor, hallelujah, who labor for God's people. I tell you, it is so important to understand how the Old Testament was just God concealed. Hallelujah. And the New Testament is nothing more than God revealed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We thank God for you tonight.